وعليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين، سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه الهادين المهديين أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم علينا بالخير. All praise is due to Allah, our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher, our provider, master of the day of judgment, the owner and the initiator of everything that exists. Peace, blessings and choicest salutations in abundance be upon our master and the master of creation, Sayyiduna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Peace and blessings be upon the Ahlul Bayt, all of the Sahaba, all those who have followed their path, and all those who will follow their path until the day of Qiyamah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His bounties, and we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue His blessings on us. We are, alhamdulillah, in the blessed month and in the significant month of Sha'ban. And very soon we will be blessed, inshallah, with Allah's fazl and Allah's help. We will attain the month of Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us to see the upcoming Ramadan and to take full benefit from the month of Ramadan, and make us from amongst the forgiven ones. When the month of Ramadan is about to approach, and when we are still in the month of Sha'ban, it is important that we in advance are proactive and we start preparing ourselves spiritually, emotionally, physically, psychologically, and in every aspect and in every avenue, we start preparing ourselves for the month of Ramadan. And preparation for the month of Ramadan begins with rectifying our mindset. And I think today, inshallah ta'ala, we will go through some reflections regarding mindset and regarding how we can, inshallah ta'ala, prepare our minds and program our minds to receive this month. There is one aspect that everybody knows, but it becomes difficult at times for people to implement and live by this principle. The principle that everything is from Allah and everything is done by Allah. This is the first reflection that we need to understand and implement. Whatever happens in our lives is from Allah. When we are tested, tests are from Allah. When we receive blessings, blessings are from Allah. Whether it is something small or it is something enormous, the mindset that each and every one not just has to have in terms of knowing, but in terms of implementing. And the Quran and the Hadith are filled with narrations that the Anbiya, the Prophets of Allah, every single thing that happened in their lives, they said it was from Allah. And many a times we know these things, but we forget to implement them, and we start thinking that this happened because of that, and that happened because of that, and I got this because of this, and I will do this because of that, and I achieved this because of my merits, and I've achieved things based on my qualifications, and I've achieved risk based on my hard work. These are all false notions. These are notions experienced by a person who becomes self-centered, and a person who is now overwhelmed and he has been captured by his nafs. He starts seeing himself in every equation. And the Quranic perspective is everything is from Allah. Now I want to give you some examples. If you look in the life of the Anbiya, and not just Anbiya, Abul Anbiya is Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He is called Abul Anbiya. There are two Nabis. Nabi Adam alayhi salam is called Abul Bashar, the father of humanity, the father of the human race, because he is the first human being, and every single human being is his awlad. Every single human being is his progeny. Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam is called Abul Anbiya because a vast majority of the Anbiya that came after Ibrahim alayhi salam were all from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ibrahim himself was an ummah. We look into history and we survey which prophet had how many members in his ummah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam didn't have many people in his ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Ibrahim alayhi salam himself is a one man ummah. He himself is the ummah. Subhanallah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is giving you the lesson of tawheed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recorded the way he described Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam described Allah, and Allah loved his description so much that Allah recorded his description in the Quran. You refer to Surah Shu'ara, verses 78 to 82. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam describes Allah, and this description is for us to rectify our mindsets in preparation for the month of Ramadan. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdeen, walladhi huwa yut'imuni wa yasqeen. Look at how he describes Allah. Who is Allah? What role does Allah play in your life? Who is Allah to you? Who is Allah for you? Where does Allah fit in the equation of your lifestyle? In terms of your mindset and how you perceive things, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is giving you perspective. He says, Allah is the one who created me, and Allah is the one who guides me. Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdeen. He created me and he guides me. Walladhi huwa yut'imuni wa yasqeen. Important for us to reflect and for us to understand it in this manner. My Allah is my creator, my Allah is the one who guides me. And then even trivial, superficial things that we do on a day-to-day basis, do we remember to attribute even those things to Allah? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is telling you, وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. It is that very same Allah who feeds me. He is the Allah who gives me food, and he gives me whatever I have to eat. He provides my provisions. يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. He gives me food to eat and he gives me drink to drink. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And when I become ill, then it is Allah who cures me. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. And Allah is the one who is going to give me death, and Allah is going to be the one who is going to resurrect me after death. وَالَّذِي يَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. And Allah is more enthusiastic. Allah is more interested to forgive my sins
than my enthusiasm to ask him for forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. He is more in a hurry to forgive me than I am concerned about making tawbah. He is more enthusiastic. He is more interested. He wants to forgive me more than I want that forgiveness. Allah wants that for me. وَالَّذِي يَطْمَعُ يَطْمَعُ. There is a fervent desire that Allah has. He wants to forgive His servants more than they themselves want to be forgiven. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is giving you a mindset, brothers in Islam. It is Allah who does everything. He created you, He guides you. He feeds you, He gives you drink. Razzaq is Allah. Whatever happens in your life, it's planned out by Allah. Sickness is from Allah. Shifa is from Allah. Death is from Allah. Life is from Allah. Tawbah and maghfirah is from Allah. These are mindsets that we now need for them to sink in. And then the Prophet of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, taught us du'as. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught you a du'a for everything that you do. And when you survey and observe those du'as, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, via teaching his ummah those du'as, he is giving you the same mindset, that you attribute the slightest and the smallest thing that happens in your life, you attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You woke up in the morning, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You went to sleep in the night, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The problem with us is we feel du'as are for madrasa going children. We have outgrown the du'as that we learnt in madrasa. We are big people now, right? So du'as are only for children because they're the ones learning it in their syllabus. These are masnoon du'as that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught you for you and I to recite throughout our daily routine, for us to constantly remind ourselves that from the time we open our eyes the first thing in the morning till the time we close our eyes to sleep, everything that happens throughout our daily routine is from Allah, it is by Allah, and it should be for Allah. Let's go through some of the du'as and refresh our memory and see how the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you. Read these du'as so you are reminded. Reminded of what? That everything happens by Allah, everything is done by Allah, everything is caused by Allah, everything is controlled by Allah, everything happens through the will of Allah, everything has been determined by Allah, everything is decided by Allah, everything is pre-planned and pre-ordained by Allah. He says first, you're going to sleep in the night, what do you say? Allahumma bi ismika amutu wa ahya. Oh Allah, in your name do I die and in your name do I come back to life. And then the moment you wake up and you open your eyes, alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhin nushur. All praise is due to Allah who caused me to come back to life. So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you, sleep is a trivial death. Sleep is a trailer, if I can use that word. It's a trailer of death. It is a trivial death. It is a mini death. It is a form of death. When you fall off to sleep, your ruh is removed from your body. And if Allah approves for you to live for one more day, He reinstalls your ruh into your body. And that's how you wake up in the morning. And you praise Allah for this. And you say, alhamdulillah, all praise is due to the one who gave me one more day of life. Had He not returned my ruh into my body, my body would have been in the masjid for Salatul Janazah. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. And it is to Him our return. The constant recitation of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillah, Bismillah, everything in the name of Allah. Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah when you eat. Food comes from Allah. Alladhi yut'imuni wa yasqeen. He is the Razzaq. And then when you complete your meal, you say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa hadana wa kafana wa ja'alana muslimin. These are things that we forget to thank Allah for. He gave us food, He gave us drink, He made us Muslims, He guided us, He made us the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are verses of the Quran. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. When you enter into the toilet, you are remembering Allah. Oh Allah, I seek your refuge from filth, from impurities. And ghufranak. Alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. We don't remember these du'as, so we are not reminded of these aspects. You go into the toilet, you seek refuge in Allah from impurity, and when you leave the toilet, you thank Allah that He allowed your body the ability to relieve itself and dispose itself of impurities. Something that we take for granted. Sometimes if you have some free time, go and visit hospitals around you. Not going to visit any relative, just go on an excursion, on an experiment. Go to any ward of the hospital and just look at the people that are standing there because a certain relative of theirs is admitted in that ward, and just start striking a conversation with them and say, who's in the hospital? Who's admitted here? So obviously if it's a son, he'll say, my father is here, my mother is here, my brother is here, my grandfather is here, my son is here, my child is here. So make panchat. You know, panchat we love. What is he admitted for? What are the doctors saying? What is he diagnosed for? And then you get an idea of the different types of sicknesses that people are being diagnosed with. Some people are admitted, they cannot urinate. People are on dialysis because their kidneys no longer have the ability to dispose of toxins. Yes or no? So they have to go for dialysis because the kidneys are not functioning. Some people's glands are not functioning. Some have been diagnosed with blood cancer. Some have been diagnosed with the various lists of categories of different cancers that you get. And then you make shukr to Allah and you say, oh Allah, how do I thank you for the basic bounty of having good health? The basic bounty of having good health. The basic bounty. Alhamdulillah alladhi afani. Alhamdulillah alladhi afani. You come out from the toilet, you say, oh Allah, you've allowed my body to dispose of waste. Because there are numerous people in this world that cannot even do that. They've been deprived of that bounty. The bounty that we take for granted, many have been deprived of. When you enter the masjid, you are speaking to Allah, and these du'as are to ensure that you are constantly in communication with Allah. The one that listens to you all the time. The one that's there to hear you and give you a hearing. You enter the masjid, Allahumma aftah li abwaaba rahmatik. Every masjid has it written on the door. But Allah blesses those with tawfiq who read it when entering the masjid. Allahumma aftah li abwaaba rahmatik. Oh Allah, open for me the doors of your mercy. What a simple thing to say. But you are speaking to Allah. There are people out there who keep complaining that their doors are closed. And I don't know what's going on in my life. But every door I try to enter, it seems closed. When will my doors open? Your doors will open when you start speaking to Allah every time you enter the masjid. And you start telling Him to open your doors. Allahumma aftah li abwaaba rahmatik. Allahumma aftah li abwaaba rahmatik. Start saying this when you enter the masjid. These are not little things that we should overlook. Okay? And then when you leave the masjid, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Oh Allah, I ask you for your fadl, for your grace. Because everything happens with the grace of Allah. Everything happens with the fazl of Allah. Everything happens with the permission of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, again he made dua, and we read this dua when we make udhiyah and qurbani. What did Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam say? Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. If people live their lives with these principles, salati, my prayer is for Allah, the rituals of worship are for Allah, everything I do is for Allah. If you constantly say this to yourself, then it starts becoming a reality where even when you go to work in the morning, it's for Allah. It's for the pleasure of Allah. You're going to school, it's for the pleasure of Allah. You're earning a living, it's for the pleasure of Allah. You are repairing something, it's for the pleasure of Allah. You are working to earn risk to feed your family, it's for the pleasure of Allah. Then you live by this principle, and then everything becomes for Allah. And when you do everything for Allah, Allah does everything for you. When you do everything for Allah, Allah does everything for you. If you become Allah's, Allah becomes yours. And look at the month of Ramadan coming. What did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said that Allah says in Hadith Qudsi, As-sawmuli, and I'm concluding with this. Everything is for Allah. And if you become Allah's, Allah becomes yours. When it came to fasting, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrating to you the words of Allah. He says, do you know what Allah says regarding fasting? As-sawmuli, fasting is for me. Who says this? Allah. Hadith Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi is where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates to you the words of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah said, As-sawmuli, fasting is for me. Wa ana ajzi, and I am the one who gives the reward myself. Meaning, for every other action I have allocated and I have given the task to angels to send rewards for people for the different virtuous acts of worship. But when it comes to fasting, fasting is between my servant and me, because nobody can really know whether a person is fasting or not besides me, the one he's fasting for. Youngsters in the lunch breaks or in school at 10 a.m. when the buzzer goes, if they go to the bathroom and there's nobody there and they start putting water in their mouth to drink some water and just keep themselves going, who's going to know? So the only one who really knows whether you're fasting or not, I know when we were small, we used to ask each other, are you fasting? They say, yes. Show me your tongue. Show me your mouth. So if the tongue was a certain color or it had whitish, then we would believe, oh no, he's fasting. Or we would smell the person's mouth. If it's giving off the odor of musk, then we believe that he's fasting. But the reality is only Allah knows if somebody is really fasting or not. A person can have a full-length beard and be dressed like the biggest wali, but he couldn't be fasting. And how would you and I know? The only one who knows whether a person is fasting or not is Allah. So Allah says fasting is for me only. I am the only one who has certainty whether a person is fasting or not. So I am the only one who myself will reward fasting. And in one translation of this, he says, one way of translating it is, fasting is for me and I myself reward fasting. You got it? The other interpretation is, he says, fasting is for me and I am the reward. I am the reward. إِذَا سَأَلَكَ وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. We end with these two verses as reflections. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And when your Rabb says, when your Lord says, أُدْعُونِي, call out to me, ask me, speak to me, communicate with me. Astajib lakum, I answer your prayers, I respond to your call. Idha sa'alaka ibadi anni fa inni qareeb. O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when my servants ask you regarding me, tell them that I am very close to them. Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an. If somebody calls out to me, I respond to their call. Let us start preparing ourselves for the month of Ramadan in terms of ikhlas and psychologically preparing ourselves to embrace this valuable guest that Allah gives us on an annual basis. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran jazilan to Maulana for the beautiful words of wisdom that you have shared with us this Jummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq and hidayah to make amal on the beautiful message that Maulana has passed on to all of us. Brothers and sisters, the auspicious night of Shab-e Barat will be observed on Thursday, the 13th Feb. The program will commence immediately after Maghrib Salah, and Maghrib Salah, inshallah, will be around about 6:50, that's about 10 to 7, with Yasin Khatam Sharif and lecture by our guest, Maulana Junaid Ghafoor, and inshallah, will terminate with Salam and Dua. The other important information I have to pass on: the Islamic Relief of South Africa have started a campaign that is Rebuild Gaza. Inshallah, next Friday, the 15th of Shaban, a representative will be present in our masjid to do a collection for Palestine that is rebuilding Gaza. Our humble request for your contributions next Friday towards this deserving cause. Also, I have a request. This is from the family of Aman Khan of Chatsworth. Is humbly requesting duas for Aman Khan, who drowned in the Umzumbi in the vicinity of Hibadin 6 days ago. This body has not been located as at now. Let us remember him in our duas for the recovery of his body, and also may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the family sabre jameela. Also, dua shifa is requested for one of our trustees, Brother Abdul Aziz, who will be undergoing surgery today. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him shifa kamila. Last but not least, salah time change on Monday, 10th Feb, Asar Azan at 5, which is 1700 hours, and Salah at 1750, Isha Azan at 2015, and Salah 2030. You will read your Sunnah now, but before the Khutbah, we have a sister upstairs who is accepting the Shahada, and Alhamdulillah, Imam Sahib will then go and do that part of it. That will be before the khutbah. Jazakallah, you can now read your sunnah.